Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show John Waters, iconic filmmaker, an actor, a best-selling author, an artist as well. And he's here to talk about his new book, which just came out, called Mr. Know-It-All from Picador Books. John, welcome to the show. What was it about you to put pen to paper to say, I still have a lot of things that need to be said? Is that kind of the story behind this project?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say this is the first sports show I've ever done in my entire life. So I want to thank you. I've never caught a ball in my entire life. And I know Mr. Know-It-All is the name of my book. The one thing I don't know anything about is sports. So I really thank you for having me on. This is a virgin audience for me and a virgin experience.
John.
I just thought I would put down how to negotiate. I've been getting away with this for 50 years without changing much, and suddenly I'm respectable. I was the Nike ad this year. How could that possibly be when I've never caught a ball? But at the same time, I wanted to pass down to the other generations my negotiation skill, and that's what you have to learn how to get through life.
Yet it's a very profound book, John. This is Jan Wall, and I'm lucky enough to be looking right now at a framed bra that you signed for me, as well as
Great to talk to you.
Yeah, honey. I was just with a bunch of women. We were watching Serial Mom on Zoom, and then we had a big meeting, and everyone, you know how I feel about it.
That's my best movie. And in this book, I talk about the Hollywood years, about what it was like to get through the Hollywood years.
Which is not so easy.
But Kathleen, I'm still in touch with, and that is my best movie. My mother thought it was my best movie, and I think it is my best movie, Serial Mom.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. I mean, Hairspray, that's pretty amazing, and there's a Crybaby. But yeah, Serial Mom holds up incredibly well. But John, so you dropped acid for this book.
Well, it was like OJ before it happened in a way, you know, kind of a Serial Mom. So I tell all the stories not only about making the movies in this, but about everything, about how I want to open a restaurant that's so hideous that people will pay to die and eat there. That's not far off, really, in the history of foodie restaurants. So I just wanted to tell stories that I had that would hopefully make people feel good about whatever they're going through. And this was, of course, before this virus, where we all have to live in a terrifying and boring world. Who ever thought that those words would be put together? But a friend of mine described that in Provincetown recently, and I think it's a pretty good way to put it.
But you
that
like
is good.
Terrifying. I mean, you like terrifying. You like to be scared.
I don't like to be terrified and bored. I'll tell you a good thing. The other day in Provincetown, we had a raccoon attack in the middle of the night in the little complex I live in. So I heard this horrible noise, and I looked outside, and it was like five raccoons, big ones, jumping from porches up steps, everything. And people said, go back inside. I thought it was really exciting. I felt like I was in Willard, that rat movie. So animals are coming back during this, you know, because there's not enough food put out by restaurants. So I find that exciting.
Who knew that Willard would have a sequel called Ben and Michael Jackson would sing the song for that?
I know. It is amazing. Ben, you are my friend. And the best rat movie ever, though, is called Of Unknown Origin. Have you ever seen that one?
No.
It's really good. Well, this guy is renovating his house in Brooklyn, and the rats take over, and they attack him, and they make it personal. They hide from him and everything. And it's one man's war against this rat, and there's really a scary scene and with a toilet involved.
Well, Johnny, I can call you Johnny because you send me Christmas cards and they're really sick. And I love
Thank
them.
You.
I just
I
love
just
them. They're like Courier and Ives, and all of a sudden there's a dead rat in the corner or something. It's really good.
Well, no, I had a Christmas ball one year that I hope you kept, that it was a Christmas ball and inside it was a plastic roach that really looked real.
And I thank you for that. But I wanted to ask you two things quickly, and that is that you dropped acid for this particular thing at your age, which I think is an interesting thing for the audience. And then also, what are you watching during this pandemic?
Well, certainly I took acid because I hadn't done it in 40 years, and my mother said, don't tell young people to take acid. I'm not. I'm telling old people to take it. So they can never say you're having a senior moment. You can say I'm having a flashback. it was a great experience. I don't regret it at all. I'll never have to do it again. It was kind of a stunt for the book. It was like when I hitchhiked across America for my other book.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm watching is like, you know, I'm sick of watching stuff on television, if you want to know the truth. I'm going back to reading. I did, like everybody, watch The Tiger King right from the beginning. If I heard about it now, I'd probably poo-poo it. But I had a great time. To me, it was like watching Pink Flamingos. And I can only hope that they do a porno knockoff.
A couple more questions for John Waters. We say one of a kind. He truly is. His book is called Mr. Know-It-All, available now from Picador Books. You know, I you probably like this. I don't know. But whenever I think of you, I instantly think of Divine. You grew up with Glenn in Baltimore, and you do all your movies in the Charm City, don't you?
Yep, I still do them all in Baltimore. And I didn't really grow up with I met Glenn. It's so hard. I never called him Glenn for so long. But I met him. He moved with his parents up the street from my parents when we were both in high school. So I met him when he was about 17. And he was the opposite of what you think this Divine character was. Divine was an overweight nerd that got beat up every day in school, had a horrible time. So he used that rage later in life. But later in life, he was very different than you might think, too. He was not transgendered. He never was in drag, except when we made a movie. He had no desire to be a woman. He was a fat person. He said, it's too hot wearing all that crap. I can't wear all that stuff. So, and at the end, he wore expensive men's suits, you know, and even played men in movies, too. So he was always a real gentleman to me and a really kind man that was a good friend.
Are you making another movie so I can have something fun to sit through? And I mean, I know Serial Mom was this high point as well as...
Well,
you know,
I wrote one afterwards you'd probably hate called A Dirty Shame, which is about sex addicts.
Oh, no, I love that. No, I like all your stuff, John, because like you was just saying about Divine, you're sort of this normal guy who lives outside
movies,
the envelope, you know?
Yeah, I'm still pitching movies. I pitched one last week. I can't talk about it, but we'll see. And I continue to write books. The books do better than the movies these days, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's luckily, I always reinvented myself because if I was just waiting to get a movie made in today's climate, I'd be in deep trouble.
Right.
So a book is something that you can always do by yourself. And this book talks about how to always reinvent yourself. Nothing lasts forever. You got to have a backup plan always. It's really important.
Mm-hmm. Well, today,
what do you mean, John? Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
All right. What do you mean, John, by you said you failed upward in Hollywood? What do you mean by failing upward?
Well, I got more and more money each time, and at the same time, the movies sometimes made money and sometimes they didn't. But in the long run, Hollywood got their money from me because they kept playing and they kept playing for years later. They keep getting re-released. They come on TV. They get made into musicals. They get optioned. So you have to fail upwards by meaning once you have some success, quick, don't blink. Cash in on it. Move in. Have another idea ready. You can never blink. There's somebody waiting to take your place always in show business.
Mm. As usual, Hollywood baffles me because with your name, I would think a lot of big stars would want to jump on a new movie.
Well, or jump off, you know. The one good thing, though, is any Hollywood star that made a movie with me, if it failed and if it got bad reviews, I got blamed. They didn't. They got a little street cred for having the nerve to go with me in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, when you hitchhiked, and this wasn't even that long, just a few years ago, you hitchhiked from one coast to the other wearing a hat that says Scum of the Earth. I mean, you could write a whole mini series right there. What did you ever feel like you were in peril?
When you're wearing that, when you're standing on the entrance ramp to I-70, people can't read what it says on your hat. And once I got in, unless I could tell instantly that they were pretty hipster or something, I would take off that hat because it's like getting in with a Texas Chainsaw Massacre hat. It's not the best thing. But I did learn that I had funny signs, too, one that said, I'm not psycho. And everyone laughed, but they didn't pick me up. And I thought, wait a minute, I'm not warming up people like on Letterman on their way to work to laugh. I want to ride. So I learned that if you just had to be way more direct on a ride and put not as far as you were going, because who wants to pick somebody up that's going to California if you're in Ohio, if they get on your nerves, you know? You need to have a shorter exit.
John, do you get involved in politics these days? And if you do, do you have one message?
Kidding. All humor is political. Are you kidding?
So what would be your message right now for people?
If I could vote tomorrow early, and even if Biden became a school shooter, I'd still vote for him.
Okay. You know, before we go, I would love to get the anecdote, speaking of politics, with Patty Hearst, formerly of the Symbionese Liberation Army. What was that like hanging out with Tanya?
Let's argue that point. Formerly a kidnap victim by the Symbionese Liberation Army. Whatever she said, she was correct, her behavior, because she's alive and most all of them are dead. She was home doing her homework and she got kidnapped. She said the right stuff, and I'm still dear friends with her. I talked with her yesterday, and she was even going to be a counselor at the John Waters summer camp we have every year that got postponed till next year. But she made the right decision. When she came to work with me, she doesn't think it's funny what happened to her. She's moved on, believe me. However, who wants to be a famous kidnap victim? That's not a career. So she came with me to make movies to sort of try to end that, to make fun of it almost, to not make fun of what happened to her, but just people would ask her for her autograph. She'd say, for what? For being kidnapped? You don't sign autographs for that. So I think in a way, I was a good way to try to move on, the same way Johnny Depp hated being a teen idol and he made fun of it with me, the same way Tracy Lords wanted to escape the porn world. She made fun of it by working with me. If you make fun of what they use against you, they can't use it against you anymore. Why do you think I called myself a trash epic? Why do you think I called my films out in the beginning? I beat the critic to the typewriter, as one critic complained.
Great stuff, and a lot more entertainment will be in his new book. It's fresh off the presses. Mr. Know-It-All from Picador Books. We've been speaking with John Waters, who continues now to just pump out great content. John, thank you so much for your time.
Thank
Congratulations
you,
on the book.
Come visit again.
All right, thank both of you. Good day on your show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, good stuff.